wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
And at this point, it's a solo song. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome. It's the show. It's a Tuesday night. I am Clayton McKee, all alone in the studio. Oh, there's Al. Al just got here. Al just walked in the door. But I just decided, you know, I can't keep the listener or listeners waiting anymore. So we decided just to start it. It's a Tuesday night. Kent Carlson is out tonight. Marnie is probably somewhere between home and here, maybe. And Al Perkins just arrived, so I think we're going to make a do of it. Hi, everybody. Let's see. Joe's in the chat room and me, and that's it at this point so far. So I think my mom is probably out there somewhere, just a guess. Oh, Lord. Well, hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to our little extravaganza we do every Tuesday night. I am it at this point. As soon as Al gets squared away, he's got a bottle of wine to open. He's got things to do.
Finishing a meeting.
I don't know. I think that's bullshit. Maybe. I'm sure. I don't know where the hell you had a meeting. Very busy, though. What in the hell is that talking to me? Oh, he's still doing a meeting. Never mind. I guess it's doing a phone call meeting. I can hear it in the other room. But anyway, Saved by the Bell, Joe. I'm not sure about that. Hi, Mom. She's in the chat room. I'm eating a lovely bowl of grapes, and I have club crackers and peanut butter are my snacks for tonight's show, though I have been drinking coffee for 2.5 hours, so there's a very good chance that I'm going to be wired for the rest of the night. Not really sure. Oh, Marnie just texted just in. She's just coming up to Campbell on 7th Avenue. So she's, I don't know, she's just a couple minutes away. But who knows how much stuff she's going to move in with her when she arrives. Because she likes to move in for some reason. Not really sure why. Heaven, the sound of eating grapes, I'm sure, is exciting for everybody. When nobody else is here to fill in the show, it's difficult to have a snack while everybody else is, you know, when they're talking, it's easier to do it. Kat Carlson had some sort of an issue with children, she said. I think there's a teenage issue she's got still going with. We've talked about that in previous shows. So that's going on with her. Marnie's on normal time. I was hoping to have a family member with us tonight on the show. My cousin, who is often in the chat room, his wife, Stacy, is in town for a corporate thing. Her company not only has their main offices are in my hometown of Joplin, Missouri, but they have a warehouse here in Phoenix. So she's here for the week doing some work with them. So fortunately, I'm having dinner with her tomorrow night with my mom. But she was we were going to try to get her here this evening, but her work schedule did not permit. So that's another thing. And for some reason, though her office is on this side of town where I am, they've got her in a hotel on clear in Tempe on the other side of the valley, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but whatever. I guess they'll do what they got to do. Joe says in the chat room, I should have some virtual cast members as backups. I need to get the dock for my phone so that I can take calls on the air. And if I can't do it with my own phone, I may have to have a phone line installed here at the house just so that I can do that. Because that could be fun. Have an actual landline so we could take calls, because that would be cool, especially if we could take calls from the other side of the world where other members of the audience listen from all the other countries, because I think that would be a lot of fun. Is your meeting done?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So sorry about that.
Teleconference?
Yes.
Wow.
Look, and I took an Uber in the middle of it.
Oh.
And I was like, please don't say anything private.
Wow.
Because I can't find my headphones, so I had to, like, keep it on speaker.
I see.
My headphones are somewhere.
Wherever you left them last is where they are.
Yeah, and I didn't think about the fact that I was in a meeting till the last second, or I would have started looking for them earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I really don't wear my headphones very much anymore. That's kind of odd.
Not anymore. I rarely am wearing earbuds, but occasionally I've got a big set like this that are wireless that I'll occasionally listen to music on because it's just me and I can everybody yeah. else's get the hell out of my head.
And I have 18 pairs, and the thing, it's just that little piece for the new iPhones,
for the newer ones,
the adapter. So I know it's in the house somewhere.
Right. Or the newer,
or they're in Albuquerque. Like the, you know, trying to think like
potentially in your car.
Yeah, I think I looked
traveled.
There. Yeah, but it was very rushed. Like as I was listening, and
here's what I expect is going to happen: in about 6 months, you're gonna go somewhere on a trip, and you're gonna pull out a suitcase or some bag that you haven't used in a while. There they'll be.
Well, as luck would have it, I still haven't officially unpacked from last month. I'm not as good at the unpacking as I am at the
I'm
packing.
Home, I'm happy, we're done. That's really
yeah,
about
it. Yeah, and I kind of get dressed out of it, which is why I've been wearing that same black t-shirt for like 3 weeks. Because I just keep wearing it, washing it, right. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. But last night I put away, one of the last nights, I put away a bunch of the clothes from the last trip.
And when do we have a itinerary for you? When's your next adventure?
The next adventure is L.A. A friend of mine...
Oh, there's Ms. Ryer right there. Hi,
hello.
Ryer.
Hello. A friend of mine and I are going to see Come From Away, the show that Kat and I have been kind of obsessing about the 9/11.
Oh,
the
yes.
people on flights in 9/11 that right. were all
diverted
to Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Understand Newfoundland. You got to rhyme it. And great musical, and I don't think I'm going to get to New York City.
Marnie has her keys.
Very
that
good.
Is a plus.
Anytime soon. So this came up in L.A., so I get to see Harrison.
Gotcha.
And
when is that?
That's the one that I'm missing because it's the second weekend of December, I think.
Oh.
Because with the season tickets here, we have Dear Evan Hansen here. Mm-hmm. Then there's the turnaround to see the show there, but we're going to add some roller coasters in and some beach. We're staying at the beach. We rented a house at the beach.
Okay.
In December, which is always lovely. And we're, what are we doing? And we're doing Magic Mountain, so I get to get a roller coaster.
I haven't been to Magic Mountain in a long time.
I'm like every 5 years I get to go and pretty much think I'm going to be paralyzed by the end of it. But
yeah. Good times.
Huh. And today was a lovely day, so we'll just jump into like what we did this week. Today was
a beautiful day. Oh my gosh.
And some wonderful friends were in from that we all became friends last year in the trip to Puerto Vallarta.
Talk about me like that. Yeah. That's nice.
So some friends that we met in Puerto Vallarta in that birthday trip last year where like everybody kinda got along. It was a really nice trip. Some friends came down from Vegas. They were in Vegas. They came down, they stayed with Frank. They're here for a couple days, so we had breakfast this morning, and then it was a beautiful day, and I really didn't have much to do, so my friend Patrick and I went and hiked South Mountain. I coerced him into that, and then we pull up, and Julia Gulia, a longtime listener, just appeared in the parking lot at the exact same time. So a bizarre place to hike South Mountain. I didn't know many people knew about that parking lot.
Oh.
It's a weird place to go in from the north side, and I mean, at the exact same minute, I'm still convinced that Patrick thinks... That was some kind of a setup, although even he would be, I think he'd be like, why would that be a setup? You know what I mean? Like,
right. Out of all the things.
Right. Like, it's a great conspiracy theory, but why bother? We're all pretty good friends. Like, why would you sneak this person in on the hike? Like,
oh my God, look who's here.
Yeah. It was one of the, to what, except for just the act of manipulation, what else would be the point?
Sure.
But what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day for a hike here.
It was.
At 70 degrees. And we did a good, 2 hour and 20 minute hike.
Who are you?
Going at a good clip.
I know. We're back to my days of hiking in my beloved South Mountain, which I always call the Red Earth of Tara, like Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. And I had to tell them that. And I think people always, like when I tell people I know South Mountain like really well, no one ever believes me. But I lived right on it practically for 14 years between the two houses and then the apartment. So we took the tour like right by my apartment, like waved at my apartment building in the window, and they're like, holy shit. I'm like, oh yeah. Like,
yeah,
if I could get back there, I would do it. But it was just a lovely day, and I still know, like, it's still muscle memory, and I knew where to turn and how to, like, if you want to turn off here, this can be 90 minutes. If you want to turn off here, it can be 2 hours. This is the 2 hours.
You want to fall down, you just that way.
No, and we went down the part, and I was like, this is the part that's a tricky down. Yeah. So when you go down, like, if you feel really sure-footed, go to the left. It's a little bit faster, but if you don't, go to the right.
Because it's scary just driving up parts of that.
Yeah,
it's been a long time since I've been down there.
Yeah, like as far as hiking, we rode horses.
Well, because it is the largest, completely internal,
down,
the largest, completely within one city state park in the country.
Oh, there is. I never
knew it is that. The biggest preserve in the country that stays within the one city limit. It doesn't move.
Oh, how interesting.
It's hundreds of miles of trails. Okay. And if you go
my
in,
my horse didn't want that.
If you go in at Central, you go in by the horse stables, and there's two different places that will rent
horses. That's where we normally go in.
If you go on 19th Avenue, you can go up to where you can go to the Bar S Ranch or whatever that's called up there, and you can have dinner overlooking the city. But they built houses, so now you're kind of looking in someone's living room.
Okay.
You can go up Telegraph Path where the red lights are. Mm-hmm. All the radio towers for Phoenix. Sure. You can be around the radio towers. We were like more to the east in the foothills. Okay. And then I call it the roller coaster.
Like Ahwatukee's side?
No, we were on the north side.
For those of you listening who are unfamiliar with the surroundings and the geography of Phoenix, if you Google Phoenix, Arizona and look up South Mountain, you can see the mountain range that Al's talking about. It's called South Mountain because it's the southern part of the city of Phoenix. There also is a North Mountain, which is up somewhat close to where my mom lives.
No East Mountain.
There's no East or West.
Camelback. Well,
Camelback
Mountains and
Mummy Mountain, the Buttes.
White Tanks.
The White Tanks are
way out, but I mean, that might be the west.
But we had such beautiful, the White Tanks are east.
White Tanks east. What's the, McDowell?
Or, White Tanks are north.
The McDowell Mountains, the ones
west. I thought White Tanks
McDowell Mountains are
south and east. South and west, I'm sorry.
I don't know where
they're Papago,
south.
I thought but, that
but
was
Google a map.
The Buttes. There's Papago
Buttes. I tell people to Google a map.
Brendan Robin, I thought, lived out by like 167th Avenue. And
as far as I know, the White Tanks are northeast.
I thought that was always the White Tanks.
But I don't know.
Huh.
I would not bet anything on it.
As I'm telling people to Google it, I'm thinking, well, I could just Google it myself.
And I know that's not the real name for them either, so we got to see.
And what's now Piastowa Peak, because you'll hear us occasionally refer to as Squaw Peak, because...
Oh, my car has changed to Piastowa. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm looking at a Google map right now. There's the... that's the Phoenix... Oh, the Phoenix Mountain Preserve... There's North Mountain. Where is... Obviously, there's South Mountain.
Yeah, the bad part about the White Tanks is that's not the full name, so you can't even Google it. You have to know what... Like, I'm having trouble Googling
it. I've just always called it the White Tanks.
It is, but it's short Estrella, for something.
Estrella Mountain.
Those are west.
Those are west. That's
those
there.
Are the west.
Those are the west.
Yeah, I'm looking at... what are the ones way past...
Like, past the 303.
The White Tanks are out by Luke. That's west.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think they spell it T-A-N-Q-U-E.
Well, it's what... And then the other one, Superstition.
Superstitions.
Those are east.
Yeah,
but the Four Peaks, that's what I'm thinking of.
Four Peaks is way out east.
And then north, yeah.
And that's so clear. It was so clear today that you could see all the way to Four Peaks clearly. You could see, like, almost where Weaver's Needles was. It was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drive. You know, it's a 20-minute drive down to the parking lot, and it's just so nice. It's one of the little treasures here. And you get behind a hill, and you feel like you're nowhere near a city.
Sure.
Right.
It's just beautiful to be back there.
And it's called Bar S.
I think it's called Bar S, but I may be confusing with something else. But there's nothing else there. Though. You just drive up 19th Avenue till it ends, and like the salad bar is like salad and a tomato.
Okay.
And you go up and you fill up your salad, and you get, and they cook the steaks outside on a grill.
Yeah,
like they go outside and you like, it's the least fancy restaurant in the world. It's just like picnic tables inside and outside, while they cook like you're on a cattle drive or something. You know what I mean? It's all they have is steak and baked potatoes.
Okay,
and I think they might have cowboy beans. But they just cook on a giant grill out front.
Oh, I love it.
So there's only like one steak and one way to get it. Like,
I see grilled. I see T-Bone Steakhouse.
It could be that. Like I said, I don't.
Which is just north of Lodge Drive. It's just up on a little, but not fully up on it.
And I'm just going to tell you that you just said my last meal. Like, I'm good with that, right?
It's delicious. The only thing is now when you go up 19th Avenue, there's all those houses built there. Okay. So instead of having this pristine view of Phoenix with nothing there, they let people build.
But if
so you're kind of looking down into people's like living rooms and at their TVs.
So, but that's not part of the preserve then, obviously.
It is, but because the way it cuts in.
Okay.
But... You know what I mean?
I think this is it. It's just not named on this. I see what you're talking about. Because this is, well...
If you just follow 19th Avenue, it ends at that restaurant.
Yeah. Right. Telegraph Pass Road is what... Right. I see it. Boom. But that's not the one I mentioned. They don't have a name for it here.
Yeah, and I can't... I always think it's Bar S, but Bar S is kind of a common steakhouse name, so...
Sure.
I could be making that up.
Right.
You could be a little... Just fibbing.
Or a hot dog.
Either way.
Yeah.
I don't think they have hot dogs there.
Beautiful.
No, I'm just saying.
But a lot of times, if you rent the horses, like if you do the horseback riding, that's where they'll take you for dinner. The horseback riding comes with a dinner. That's okay. if you've never done it. If you come to Phoenix and during the nice weather, and I think they do it in the summer too, but they do it at night. But you go at sunset. Or right before sunset, you do like about an hour to an hour and 15-minute ride on horseback through the lower part of the mountain. You don't go up anything steep.
Mm-hmm.
As the guy told me, they gave me a horse that was as docile as a dead goat, which I love that expression. I've been using ever since.
Docile as a dead goat.
Because I'm like, I don't want some crazy fucking horse because I don't really like them because I swear they bite.
Well, and that's one of my... dying on a horse or drowning are really kind of my two things.
Your two go-tos.
Those
right
are
there?
My go-tos.
And then when
here's
you get
the
off
problem.
The horse, you're still kind of moving in that weird way.
We were in Mazatlan. this gal and I went to Mazatlan, and we're riding on a horse because that was like a dream. Ride on a horse on the beach. That'd be so much fun and romantic. And then the fucking horse I was on decided to walk backwards into the goddamn ocean. So what am I afraid of?
Horseback riding and drowning.
Oh. And that fucker is in the water, just backing up like, bitch. And he's going back, and I thought, I'm going to die. It's not okay.
Well,
it scared me.
Careful what you wish for.
That's all I'm saying right there.
But it really was. It was a lovely, lovely day.
Yeah.
Had a class all day yesterday.
That's annoying.
And he had a teleconference. He finished up tonight. He's got it on a teleconference.
I know. Now I got to remember to get paid for it.
Yeah, see.
How do you forget that?
Because I got to go in and write it in a book or put it in an email.
I see.
So that's the nice thing is, you know, you get paid for just listening to a conversation. I mean, I feel free to interject once in a while so they know
you?
I was there.
I think you're lying.
How long was this teleconference?
About almost an hour.
Did you learn anything?
Yes, because one of the big deals is that we're moving into a new 17 story building.
The new tower.
Mm-hmm. So we really have to get plans in place and get them, you know, we're changing the setup of the ICU slightly in a way that doesn't make a lot of sense. There's some frustration coming.
That's good. It doesn't make any sense to the staff. That's good.
But as anything else, the ideas come from people that don't work anywhere near the job.
When you got a chance to do it right the first time, let's not do that.
No. And you should never, ever, ever consult the people that work the closest to the actual job. You should always have somebody in an imaginary
kingdom intermediate.
Just making shit up.
Somebody maybe even in a different job.
Yeah.
Like, of course they are.
Maybe like
cafeteria.
Cafeteria
imaginarium.
Worker.
No, this is really what it's called. I'm not making that word up.
Seriously.
Yes, there's an imaginarium department that's supposed to be like an idea think tank.
That's the dumbest thing maybe I've ever heard.
Well, no.
And wait, you have to sit in a meeting.
They were like working for Disney.
Right, that's the Imagineers.
right.
But very different, different job.
Yeah. And
Disney's not a lot of life or death things.
And just stupid ideas that last about 2 weeks before somebody was like, wow.
Can I ask a question? And they're like, what? We don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
my God.
I mean, that really is how so many
that's
changes
so unfortunate.
Go. Is like, oh no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't work, did it?
Mm. Wow.
Or how do we fix this? Well, you know the program that you got rid of last year? Why not bring that back?
Yeah, that worked.
We should fix the wheel.
Yeah.
We needed some new wheels.
Oh, seriously. And it's a large corporation. So there's a lot of that, you know, it trickles down. It gets spit back a lot. But for a couple of weeks, we all have to be like, who thought of this? Until finally someone goes, this really doesn't work with your workflow, does it?
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Or it's somebody who's walking past that hears someone go, who's the motherfucker?
Fucker, yeah.
And they're like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I'm getting a little warm. I think I want to show you guys my new shirt.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I purpose it because I know how cold everybody else is. I didn't add any ventilation other than the fan.
No, it's fine. I'm hot.
But actually, cut muffin.
Wow.
Wow, there's a lot in that shirt.
Hey,
I know.
Why don't your boobs are making it tough, but hey, cunt muffin, why don't you climb in your douche canoe, cry me a river, and float the fuck away?
Wow.
Wow.
Why? Where?
With an angry unicorn.
It's an angry unicorn.
Very rare in nature.
Yep.
Of all the rare things in nature.
Yeah, the angry unicorn is the most rare.
I say this to Doug Ducey.
What?
But we have to say, You know, you win some, you lose some.
You know, I did.
So far,
we won.
And I have not seen the updates today yet. They weren't updated for like, yeah, like for 515.
She was up several, or 5,000.
Yeah.
So we're not done.
Those are the only.
Joe, you're
only
in charge
one.
Of Googling that. Find out what the latest counts are.
That's who you're. The only
that's
one
a good
you're
one.
Worried, or wondering about, right?
Well, I heard that Hoffman and Hobbs are both going to announce today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, Hoffman, I thought I already did. Hoffman did.
No, it's not official.
Riggs
did. He did a
Riggs,
bitter Twitter tweet, but
oh,
he did.
Did he?
It wasn't a concession.
He hasn't conceded. Yeah.
Uh-uh. So, Joe, please Google that for us, or Mom and Die. Somebody get on Google and find out.
It'll be Joe. I bet he'll have it in seconds.
What's official?
Okay.
No.
And Katie June was getting back to me yesterday because she I was keeping on her as to, like, and I know that, you know, and a U.S. Senate on a state that runs predominantly red.
Right.
They probably don't have a lot of internal pollsters, you know what I mean?
We're purple, though, now.
Mm-hmm. We are officially purple, yeah.
Awesome.
So I don't think there's the internal pollsters. I don't think that this state or the people that run here have that kind of, they don't put their cash in that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Because sometimes when you have your own poll, like, you know, Obama's had the pollsters, Clinton had the pollsters. They just forgot to pull the state she wasn't campaigning in.
good point. Well made. Apparently they'll have another chance.
So I was hoping like maybe they had some internal numbers that they were running to see like how things were going. But we were just going with the general exit polls. That's why even though McSally seemed to be up by a lot on election night, the pollsters, well, we know Sinema officially won. We're asking about Hoffman and Hubs.
I mean, but thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Is what I'll meant.
Finger on the pulse. Whitney's
speaking
dead.
Of which, I was just going to say, now is Whitney.
So is Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
Give me one moment.
So there's that. So, I mean, it really is very exciting that, and our pal that we both put signs in our yard for, and I sent some cash to, Amish Shaw.
Yeah.
He is now in our
and Longdon.
Our state house.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. We got a Democrat now in education, right? Did that one? That was done.
That's Hoffman. That's the big one because it was a California carpetbagger, a businessman who'd lost some elections over there who has something to do with private schools here, right?
More than likely.
Okay,
he has an R, so it's kind of like, well, like as Aaron said, David Garcia running for governor was fucking stupid because he couldn't even beat Diane Douglas, who, as Aaron loves to say, only taught like a glass blowing shop or class one time at a church. That's what she taught. That's what gave her.
Well, this guy isn't a teacher at all, but
no, not
from
at
what
all.
I understand,
neither is she.
He's got investments in private schools.
Charter kind of stuff or private?
I think private.
Okay.
Could be charter, though.
Okay.
To me, that's the same thing. I know it's not, but
yeah.
I don't have kids, so I don't care that much.
Right.
Oh, now, not that it's related necessarily to
but he's having
us.
A fun meltdown on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, I can
not that it directly, well, actually, it may somehow directly connect to Arizona, but CNN about 30 minutes ago posted that old Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has been sued again.
Oh, no.
Because of her not taking action on the debt relief for students.
Mm-hmm.
So she's right on it, too. That's good to know.
You know, if you were
but
kind of keep
she has stayed in that fucking job.
She
is the only one.
Because she keeps her head down and away from dumbass.
She's under the desk.
I really thought Nikki Haley was going to be the one that would ride wave all the way
out. But say you're a performer and you have to go to Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And play at DeVos Arena? No.
Yeah, no.
No.
I didn't realize there was a DeVos Arena.
I didn't either until just there was something I was looking at.
Is it connected to her?
I believe so. Oh. She's Michigan and like lots of money in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't seem like a Jones kind
and
of name in
but
Michigan.
But the brother is... The brother is somebody. Her brother is somebody corrupt too. Like,
but does,
like,
yeah, but
well,
he
he's the Black
something.
Hawk. He's the Black Hawk military guy.
Yeah, he's yes.
Yep, that they were going to give money to.
Black, what's it called?
Black Hawk Down.
No, he's the one that.
DeVos Performance Hall, erected in 2004 in Grand River in Grand Rapids, is named for Richard DeVos, who donated $20 million towards its construction. Now I've just got to figure out who the hell he is.
What is the ops? The one that Cheney had money in that made all the money off the war? Was that Blackwater? What's it called?
No.
I can't think of it. So Katie Hobbs, that looks like either. The same number. No, it was Ismark's. I think Katie Hobbs was only up by 5,000 yesterday, and now it's, well, it's 6.
Yeah,
no, that's six, still 5,000. That's like 5,000 and change.
But I don't know how many more ballots were there to count as of tonight's update, or was there?
Well, there.
Oh, and Greg Stanton almost, ran for.
Greg Stanton got it. Yeah.
For Congress?
Yeah.
Right?
No, oh yeah, he got it. He was like called right away, pretty much.
Well, happy about that.
Okay, I'm going to put on my glasses.
And Greg is such a nice guy.
Oh my God, for
super
real.
Super nice.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know, because he's clearly not in my district.
Nope, I got to vote for him. I was very excited. But also, we had MSNBC on, so we didn't see returns.
The local returns, right.
Because I said something to Erin about Stanton. I'm like, well, what? I wonder what happened with him. And she goes, Martin, he won like right away. Oh, okay. Whoops. Yeah, so I thought that was interesting, because I did not know. damn it. Where am I?
And now I'm, Jesus Christ. I don't like that Arizona Central is this hard to find local fucking news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, AZ Central, they don't make it easy.
And they're USA Today. It should be easier.
Hey, Heard Cinema pulled it off. Yep, that's right, Meow Cal. How are you, hon? Yes.
Yes, she did.
And seriously, Douche Canoe from Minnesota? Fucking Douche Canoe from Minnesota goes and makes some wild-ass statement. Who'd he piss off? About John McCain. That basically, like, John McCain fucked this up, and I thought about Cinema winning and the whole thing. And I'm like, he's just a sore loser male Republican who, you know, is all bent out of shape and pissy now. But he was apparently talking about how McCain fucked it up. And when I first heard that, I thought, oh, no, not another one. Who's like, well, he died and look what he did. But he he made a comment about the fact that it was John McCain's fault. Because he voted.
The thumbs down on the repeal?
Yeah. Yeah, but about it's like, the repeal. Jason Lewis. Yes, yes, yes. He's gone. But thank you, Meow. Yeah. And I thought Kate Gallego, that they had to have a runoff. Gallego and.
Yes, mayor has to go to a runoff.
It has to go to a runoff. She has a little bit bigger number, I think, in there. But
she actually came within like 2 points of just winning it straight out. Because you had to get over 50.
Yeah. Yep.
And the other two together don't equal
her number. So is our runoff in December?
I think I heard that.
Is that here? Because I know.
Is it December?
Like in Georgia, for that senator one, mm-hmm. or governor, I'm sorry, governor, that's, mm-hmm. I know that runoff is like December 4th.
I thought it was further, a little bit further out than that, but it's so it's the two Democrats. So one way or another, it will be a Democrat mayor.
Yes.
A Democratic mayor, because it's Hernandez. Or Kate Gallego.
Yes, and she was well ahead.
Yeah, so I was surprised by that. And again, it goes back to what we had talked about. Like, why do you have two prominent people running, two people that could win this deal? Because otherwise, if that Moses Sanchez...
According to Joe, Kate's only at 44%. That's what he's...
Right, okay, so she was a few points away. But she was still... I think she was like...
But nobody got 50%, so that's why we got a runoff.
Like, right? If you added up the other two,
right? Because isn't there a Green Party in there too?
Yeah, there was like two Democrats, a Republican, a Green Party. Yeah, okay. It was split.
I think that's right.
If only azfuckingcentral.com would give us more.
Well, why don't you go to Maricopa County?
You know, and not
the recorder.
Okay,
and not just that, but that whole cinema thing with McSally. I mean, first of all, her concession speech, I'm like, oh my God, she's a human and she has a dog. But then all I could think was, well, that's because Douchey is going to go ahead and just put her into McCain's seat.
It's recorder.maricopa.gov/election-results. And I realize this is stimulating for everybody else out there, but maricopacounty.gov, recorder.maricopa.gov
Yeah. Oh, no, Meowkel. I don't know who that is, but if he's a wing-ding dumbass, I'm on board. I got to look this shit up. Love it.
Viewing election results, right? I don't know where Joe is, but I'm
telling that we're on the cutting edge right now.
Oh, here we are. Oh, look at all this. My gosh, it's a school to the judges. Cities and towns.
If you're just joining us,
yeah.
Please don't leave.
So what did you do this
week? We'll be there in a minute.
We're recounting.
So actually something I forgot to tell you about last week, which was really kind of a big deal to me, but I forgot, was that Aaron and I and our friend Greg went and saw Leah Michele and Darren Criss.
Oh, you could just see it?
Yeah. And it was amazing.
Leah Michele, for those of you not keeping up, played Rachel in Glee, the TV series. Rachel Berry in the series Glee.
And Darren Criss was...
Oh, he was there too?
Yeah, they're touring together.
They're doing a little traveling thing.
Was he ever in his underwear at any point or time?
You know, he wasn't, but we realized that he's a lot. Like, he's that... he's that...
he's a lot?
He's a lot. Just he's that musician-y kind of mind, just... all over and so talented, but you're like, slow down. Hey, over here.
You know? And he got his start by doing the Harry Potter musical for YouTube. Mm. He wrote a Harry Potter musical, and he auditioned for the original cast of Glee to be Finn, got turned down because he looks nothing like a football player.
No.
Right.
So they kept him in mind and brought him back.
Oh my gosh.
And then he wasn't supposed to be cast in the Ryan Murphy movie, the Versace, even though they had worked together on Glee. Okay. He didn't think he was grown up enough.
Sure.
And then saw him in L.A. like I did in Hedwig and was like,
holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that was the
torture.
One thing. That was my one thing, because they each, when all of a sudden they came out and they started, you know, the thing. Kat did not win. Thank
that
you.
That was very funny. Kat did not win for Mind Inspector.
When all of a sudden the music started for Don't Rain on My Parade, and it was like the place just fucking erupted, and the two of them singing it and being able to tell stories, right? And so that was really cool. She did some of her stuff by herself, but he did some of his stuff, and then they came together and they said that apparently Darren Criss wants to do a new song every city he's in, right? So he
show
learns
off.
It. Right. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, holy shit. So he learns whatever song. And so here I was thinking, you know, like Stevie Nicks Glen Campbell, Arizona?
Yep.
Right?
So is Waylon Jennings.
Right? And so I'm...
Waylon Jennings doesn't really seem like a Darren Criss fit for me.
But that was the thing. Everything about him isn't a fit. Yeah. And it was so cool because... like Hedwig, there's nothing about him that yells Hedwig.
Right, and he was very good.
And that was the one thing he didn't sing. Had he pulled out a little Origins of Love, I would have been done. But he didn't. So that was kind of disappointing. But Leah Michele, I mean, just as down to earth, like you just wanted to hang out with him.
Yeah.
And then they decided that they hadn't done... they did a couple, you know, like a lot of songs together, but they hadn't done this song yet, and all of a sudden, they pulled out Shallow.
Oh, yeah, from A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm. And they hadn't done that one yet, and it was phenomenal. I have it, I recorded that one when they were doing it. I'm not sure how well I got it, but I'll listen to that and share it with you, because it really was just, and fun.
Like just where was this?
Night. At Gamage.
At Gamage.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And at the end, because it was at Gamage, what I really appreciated was that they took the mics and they put them way in the back and they're like, here's the really great part about being in this theater.
Yeah.
And they were just talking. But it was really something. And they sang, sang their last song with no microphones and just them. And because he looks at
a lot of times
Leah
the
Michele
microphones
and,
are what fuck up
yeah.
the acoustics of that place.
Yeah, because he said, well, now, Leah, I think you're somewhat familiar with the stage. And as far as her voice, and she's like, a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So, But they were just really wonderful. So I had forgotten to mention that. So it was very fun.
Because as a little kid, she was in the original cast of Ragtime that I saw.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you showing that. Like, that and Anna. Who else showed Anna Kendrick?
Me.
That was you.
Because we did that
and
in drag.
That wasn't in...
That was from the leading ladies, broad, whatever that's called. My favorite Broadway,
and
the leading ladies.
She was like this little thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Young,
she stood on a chair and sang.
Right. Was that was,
the life
just,
upon the wicked stage ain't ever what a girl.
Can you like to put? We were trying to come up with people to like. We want this girl concert, you know, and they were two of the names.
A Broadway Lilith Fair, if you will.
Right. That's a little god. Yeah. And the only other thing I can think of that was life changing.
Oh, life changing.
No. Life changing. It altered everything, but for a moment. And that was when my brother came over and he fixed the hot water heater.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know where we were going with this.
But for real, I can't. It was a delight and it was amazing.
Was that Wednesday? It was a Wednesday.
We were just happy to say goodbye to 2018 and the year of the showers. Yeah.
Oh, 2017, 2018, I want to get rid of all. Fuck it. Yep. I want.
You've had consistent hot water since Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. You're welcome.
Sometimes I'm like, did I just get out of the shower? Don't care.
Get back in.
Get back in.
A luxury you forget to be thankful for.
You really do. Like, it kept going kind of intermittent, and then it just stopped. And it was like 2 days. So we were able to go. We had water. We had, you know, whatever. We were able to go next door to shower and we can heat up water to like wash and do whatever, wash hands stuff. But for the love of God.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, like, I mean, just the thought of like, oh my God, I don't want to walk somewhere and take a shower. I just want to go in the bathroom.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. Well, and you don't want to bitch about it because for real, hashtag white women's problems in America.
We'll just call that first world problems.
First world. Well, for me bitching about it, I'm going to say white women's problems in America. I'm part of the WWA.
Yeah. White women problems.
Yeah.
WWPA.
PA. Mm-hmm.
So okay, we have breaking news. So as I was told, and it turns out it was not egregiously, that's the wrong word, erroneously, Katie Hobbs has won for Secretary of State. According to the recorder, she has been declared the winner. And Kathy Hoffman, it's not just a rumor anymore. And she won by... I don't know if that was a vote total we hit up, but just over 5,000 votes.
Okay.
And they called that Secretary of State with a difference of change. That one is like 7,000 votes.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
They are called. So all three were not winning the day of the election, and there was a chance that mail-in ballots were not going to be counted. So be really careful with your mail-in ballots. Don't just assume stuff. This is what this all came down to. Is signatures not matching?
What did they say in Florida? Isn't that the big thing?
No, Florida's is...
Military is not in yet. The military...
No, but they were saying that there's a deadline that they have to have shit counted by.
Yes, and they sued and they're not going to honor it.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
There was another injunction from a judge they gave them another day or extended something.
I think they have till Thursday now. But the military votes will be counted.
Okay.
And if it's the machine not counting the one column because there's like 20-some thousand missing votes. Right. But we have that same problem here. Because each of the candidates for Senate received over 1 million votes. But on the same statewide ballot, Secretary of State together only has 128,000 votes. I mean, 1.28 million votes.
Okay.
And Superintendent of Public Education has 125 or 1.26 million. So that's kind of a big discrepancy that over 2 million people voted for Senate, but not that many people voted for Secretary of State or
And I don't know if either of you actually saw the ballot from Florida and how poorly it was put together.
No.
So, you know, how we have in our ballots where it shows the first column is usually an instructional column. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes on ours, like maybe midway down, they'll be like the first thing to vote for. And it, you know, whatever, governor or president or whatever the first thing is.
Right.
Well, in the ballot that they did in Florida, in that Broward County, mm-hmm. the thing is all the instructions are there. And at the very bottom is the very first thing to vote for.
And that was the Senate.
And that's what people completely overlooked. They went to the top of the second column and started. So a very huge portion of them completely missed that altogether. So just a poor ballot design. And I guess federal officials who have whatever to do with the election officials, however it's done, have stated previously that don't do that. Don't put voting in the first column. Start everything, I guess, in that second column, or I guess above the fold, if you will, because you know some ballots, if you look at it, it just got missed. So that was unfortunate for them.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Very.
Oh my gosh. And they are going to a runoff, not in Florida, but Georgia. Georgia, right? The Florida thing is
the
done.
Governor.
Georgia goes to a runoff if she gets enough votes to keep him under 50%.
Under 50, right. If neither one of them get 50,
and I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
So one of the consolation prizes that they're talking about is making her
Lieutenant Governor?
No. She's in the House of Representatives. She'll be the Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House.
So she is the one that they're... Because I didn't realize she was a U.S. Congresswoman.
Okay.
But, so that is one of the consolation prizes that the Democratic Party is thinking. Because she raised so much money, which is Nancy Pelosi's thing. That's how she always gets back in, is because she raises money fucking crazy.
Sure. And the other thing that they were talking about, you know, in spite of everything else, she keeps everybody in line in that Democratic Party.
Right.
So, like her or not, everybody toes the line under her.
Right.
I know this has been stimulating for all of the people who don't live locally or whatever, but we are not quite done with all of our electing stuff yet.
And also, poor Meowcal. To not know that you were, you know, going to lose something that you didn't know you were running for.
Yeah.
But I really think that he's not suited for the judge position. He's a cartographer, really.
Right.
And so you stick with what you know, stick with what you know.
Be a good cartographer.
That's all we need, you know, right?
Uh-huh. Further and what have you been up to?
Fixed her hot water heater.
Thank God. Preach.
And I expressed the frustration that I had with you, because I had, usually when I go to fix something, I assess it myself and I go through my own checklist in my head of what is wrong. And she had come to me with a diagnosis and I didn't self-diagnose it. Come to find out, she ordered a controller, got it shipped free, which was nice. You got a controller shipped free to it. Put it all together, took it all apart, drained the tank, did everything, put it together, and the same exact problem.
Oh, wow.
Come to find out, a little tiny jet that's no bigger than the end of this pin was clogged with rust and dirt. I cleaned it out. She fired right up immediately. Could have fixed it a month ago.
Yeah.
That's the frustration part.
And that was
part.
The intermittent, like it was. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Also, on, was it that same night?
You went and saw.
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody on Wednesday.
What did you think?
I really enjoyed it. Okay. It wasn't as in-depth as I thought it was going to be, specific to the songwriting and to that part. I thought there was going to be more based on what you said. Also, I didn't cry as much.
Okay.
I cried.
Yeah.
But I didn't cry as much as I thought I would, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, and it's an odd thing, and obviously it's going to happen more and more as you get older. When you see a movie that is talking about a time that you've lived through. And I know that was part of your reaction with it, because you were like, you know, this song and this thing, and you knew more songs than you thought you did, and things were happening. But it was interesting because, you know, when they watch the whole setup of Live Aid and they're talking about this person, that person, and the guy that walks in that's, you know, Bob Geldof in the thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I did think it was a little interesting that they didn't use a lot more actual footage of like the Bob Geldof and even the TV appearances. I don't know why they wouldn't have, or what, if there was some crazy licensing thing. But anyway, but when you see these people, and like there's a shot where it looks like David Bowie, but they don't really show him, but you can tell by the outfit it's David Bowie.
Sure.
And you know, all these people running backstage and doing stuff.
Because it was like a Ziggy Stardust kind of?
No.
David Bowie,
was
just 80s David Bowie.
He was in his formal way. He was in the Let's Dance.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
But just an interesting thing to know that all of this was going on as I'm just, you know, you know, Thriller was out, and Wham! It happened, and you know, all of these different things, Culture
Madonna,
Club, all these different things are going on. And
I don't remember Prince being there, but I don't know.
No. I just meant in that era.
Oh, yeah.
Not at Live Aid, but at that era. And you just, all these other things in life, and you remember where you were when you watched it and what was going on. It's just interesting to, sometimes you forget other people's lives go on outside of your world. But it was a great movie. It was, there were a couple moments where you're like, wow. And, you know, it just slapped you in the face of some reality of things. Very interesting. And, so glad I went.
Good.
Very happy. Oh, and the other thing, the other reason I was glad I went was because I went with a friend who lives up by Deer Valley. So we went to the AMC Deer Valley, whatever the hell it's called. Mm-hmm. Beautiful theater. Huge. Yeah. I mean, that thing was ginormous, the theater. And there were like five people.
Oh.
And it was the best thing because I didn't have to hear anybody sneeze or cough or rink or, you know, unwrap a candy bar or any of that. Silence. And the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. I got to pick exactly where I wanted to sit and all that.
Well, but, update to the update. Oh, we should not be on the Maricopa County. They're giving our vote. That's why the votes were so low, because that was the results for Maricopa County, not the results for the state. So when you switch over,
they have a state
now they
section.
Now they have the state section, but it's based on who won in Maricopa County. It's not giving you the whole race. So,
got it. Okay.
Because Katie Hobbs did receive over 1 million votes. The vote totals are much higher if you look statewide, just not Maricopa. So Katie Hobbs has not been declared yet, but she is ahead, again, by those numbers that Joe did put up. He was on this ABC page. But Kathy Hoffman has officially been called 51% to 49%, 100% reporting. They are done voting.
Good. Yep.
So that is done. We're just waiting on Secretary of State, which here in our state is a big deal because that helps with the elections and with a lot of the stuff. So Secretary of State acts as our
Lieutenant Governor.
Because we don't have a Lieutenant Governor per se.
Right. So let's say Trump runs out of people to appoint to positions and he picks Ducey, then
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State moves up.
Moves up. Yep. In addition to doing that, seeing the movie, this week, a tiny thing, a friend of mine, Carrington Valenzuela, who is Nevaeh McKenzie. Yeah. I don't know if anybody, either of you know. Paula Abdul was in town for a concert or a show, whatever the hell. I don't even know where it was. I had no idea what theater, where she was. But,
I think she was at Wild Horse Pass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it looked like a smaller stage. Mm-hmm. I have no idea I've never been there to my recollection. Anywho. They called people on stage, I guess, for some dance thing. I haven't talked to him about it. I just saw his Facebook post. They asked to do some dance, and he just sold it.
He did.
And then out of the four or five contestants on stage, he won and has a picture with Paula Abdul, and he was just so happy.
Because
as a little kid, he was a little dancer kid and all that stuff and looked up to her. I thought that was very cute for him.
I did, too. I just thought that was the sweetest video.
Yeah.
Because a performer, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when you're on a different level than the typical performing that he does, to be there and to have one of your idols kind of in front of you.
Oh, and embrace you, physically.
It was
very cool.
Yeah, it was really
And our
cute.
Friend Jose that went to see On Your Feet, the Gloria Estefan musical.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I assume that's coming up in entertainment.
Yeah, he went
to... I saw
that,
too.
Yeah, he went to both. He got out of the theater, went right to... And he had some kind of VIP backstage passes.
Oh.
Photos with her. We were like, I think you got to feed her soup. I mean,
oh, gosh. Or the pills in the soup.
Yeah, it was a little extensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something. Yeah, right?
Uh huh.
That's great.
Oh, this is so frustrating that they haven't called this race for Katie Hobbs. Damn it.
Well, no, but how many? What's the whole.
It says 100% reporting ahead by. Like I said, 5,000.
I'm friends with Katie on Facebook. Let me actually, let me see if she has anything posted on her Facebook. And you know, that's another thing that's very cool. And I realize I'm not alone in this. A lot of people know them, but it's very interesting to, and again, whether you fully agree with Miss Cinema or not, or whatever the deal is,
I agree.
I just think it's so cool in several of the circles that we have all run in. We actually know these people.
Yeah.
We know right. Greg Stanton. You didn't even know you had a picture of with right. him. Katie Hobbs does so much volunteer work for the LGBT community here in town. I see her constantly. I run into her at the bars. I run into her at events all the time. I've met Kyrsten Sinema two or three times because of Katie June getting me involved with the HRC and doing voiceover work for them.
Right.
So it's just interesting that they're real people. They're not just some schmuck who's in there doing whatever they want to do for themselves. I just feel that there's a little more validation, if you will, to them mm-hmm. because you actually know them.
Well, and the one thing that I want to throw out, because I'm incredibly proud of her, incredibly proud. And it, again, doesn't matter whether you agree or you don't agree or you followed it or you didn't follow it. But Joan Green, someone that we mm-hmm. both know,
yeah.
Was up against Andy Biggs in District 5, and he's a big fucking douchebag. but she got 41%. Mm. I mean, she did well. And the fact that she got that many votes, I mean, she worked and worked and was out there and put herself out there and was like a Misha.
Yeah.
You know, really was listening to people and going, doing the door to door and all kinds of the things. So to give, you know, granted, 60% compared to 40%, you lost.
Right? But 40% is better than 30 or 25 well, yeah.
Or someone
changing.
Being like, who?
Right.
Right. And so, and in that district.
Is District 5 out in the Ahwatukee area? Because yeah. that's where she used to live.
That's
I don't know
where
if she still
does.
Is.
She still lives out there. But and it has in here, you know, easily defeated Democrat Joan Green. But it's maybe. But the fact that many people in that area.
We're looking for an option in that. Right.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
true.
yeah, absolutely. Because that it. What does it have? Sunoco down. We can't thumb down. I'm trying to. Five is, yeah, like Ahwatukee, part of Mesa, I believe. And that's where you're, yeah, the Mesa resident, the shooting death, the police, blah, blah, blah. East Valley voters from, the district covers the East Valley from south of Loop 202 down through Mesa to Sun Lakes and Queen Creek.
Yeah, so it's as conservative as they get.
It is.
Right.
And so the idea that you're able to get any votes over there is phenomenal, I think. So I hats off to her.
And one of the biggest wins is that in California, Dana Rohrabacher lost.
Yes.
Represented Orange County for 3 decades and is known for his support for Vladimir Putin. And then the two that won, so we should get 2 more seats. Because 2 of the men that won, one in New York, one in California, both are in facing indictment.
Yeah, and that's amazing. Somebody that you know is already been charged or waiting for their sentence or whatever the hell else that is.
Sure.
They're like, really? You're going to vote for them?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess that's literally tying a knot at the end of your rope and just holding on for dear life.
Well, actually, not, because it's just like as far as this administration, we're gonna oust Sessions. But we're going to put this other guy in who's, you know...
Oh, I have been enjoying this week when... Because I think the dumpster fire thought, I'll outsmart all of them and I'll do this. Then he realized, and I'm just watching the lawyers spin up. Like, you've got the San Francisco District Court because of Sessions' name being on all of the other the cases, and now his name is not on it.
Yep.
Like the guy said, I walked in... The court, you know, with Sessions on the name of the case, and by the time we were out of court, his name was off the case. Like, there's so many lawsuits that are spinning up, and the fact that there was something else, and again, I haven't watched it intently today, something else with the fact that I think there's an actual federal judge that's actually coming in to actually remove him. Like, that was said something about that, if they could actually pull his name out and force... Rosenstein to be it, because he is a Senate confirmed, he was next in succession.
Okay.
I will just laugh for a day or two if that happens.
Well, and I don't know this man. I don't know this man at all. I've never met him. I don't know him. No, I don't know him. No, he's a good friend. He's a good man.
Right.
He's
Which one is it?
He's a real good man.
But
where the fuck are you coming from, dude? Like, how, and I'm not.
That changes every day.
Every day.
He's his lawyer. He's his most trusted lawyer. He's a great man.
I've never met him.
He was only on the campaign for like 40 days.
Yeah.
He was there for 4 months or whatever. You know, none of his math adds up.
He's my best friend.
Yeah. A month.
But now I don't know him.
A month prior, he was on Fox saying, oh, I know him. And then now I don't know him. Sure. Oh, Lord.
And I
that's sort of been my obsession this week, is watching all of the spin up from all of this, because he, Mr. You know, McPouty face in the rain and after the midterms, and he got his ass whipped because he didn't, the red wave didn't continue.
Mm-hmm.
It's been enjoyable. Oh, and then today, Miss Snooty Pants.
Oh yeah.
She's demanding people be fired from the White House now. Oh. She's mad. All these other people, everybody's mad. The whole world.
Get rid of her. Get rid of her, Melania says.
She doesn't.
Someone told her she couldn't go somewhere in the rain.
That'll make your hair look bad, girl.
Was there a cake somewhere in the rain?
Well, they couldn't. You know, they couldn't tell her about her coat, raincoat. But you know, they could tell her not to. Well, and he'll melt, that fucker, and all that orange will just wash right off him.
No,
that'd be embarrassing.
Spray tan does rinse off.
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing for him.
Yesteryear.
Yeah.
Take a second and read that story about what the offense is. It's something about where she sat on the plane and where she could go.
Oh, I haven't read that.
Silliness.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to there. I'm going to bypass obsessions, and we're going to go right to... I think we should do our little headline thing. We'll move on with this. How about that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you can make it happen, Marnie. I know you can. I trust you.
I know you do.
Headlines on... Well, we can bypass you and come back, too.
No,
there's
good.
That.
I'm good.
A fisherman fakes his own death.
I want to be younger. Oh, I thought you were skipping her. I thought she just said she wanted to be skipped.
No. Potato, potato.
I want to be younger.
Man crashes into courthouse on purpose.
And that.
Prop 7 in California, the beginning of the end.
Now we just get me.
No, go ahead. Now you.
Michigan, marijuana. Why not?
And yabba dabba speeding ticket. These and... I don't know, other shit we're going to make up and talk about coming up just moments from now. It is the beginning of hour two coming at you. Take yourself a little bathroom break, get a beverage, and come back.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educates, syncopates.